The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has got on the spot Linda Bott tonight, so she is going to do that, and she's not with us this morning. So, plus, we rodeoed last night, which was an interesting concept. But, hey, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob Belongi was with us last night.
Yes, indeed. And today we're going to see plenty of sunshine and a high of 82 degrees. The winds are the news story here, gusting out of northwest up to 20 miles an hour. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Could be a rain shower late tonight here in the North State. That's going to give way to partly cloudy skies in the morning. Look, the pancake breakfast is sort of a toss-up. We got a 60% chance of rain here in Redding, maybe a thunderstorm. The high all the way down around 68 degrees. Friday night, more of the same. Saturday for the rodeo parade, cloudiness and rain showers, and again a thunderstorm possible and a high of 69 right now in Redding. We are actually very close to that. We're at 66 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where they give veteran and senior discounts over there. Great people, Chuck and Judy Kitty, 365-3793. Now, you can say what you want, but we've really been checking the weather here. Pancake breakfast is going to be a great pancake breakfast. You know, the rain's going to be late that night or maybe early that morning. So we're going to have pancakes there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Everybody's going to be there for pancake breakfast.
Throughout the day, actually, my beloved is going to be, she is a professional forecaster, as we know, not the TV variety, and she's going to be checking the models throughout the day and trying to get a better handle on what's going on tomorrow.
And the parade's going, rain or shine, but it's going to be shine, because we're going to be out there for that, too. Anyway, rodeo last night, we all rodeoed, Bob and Brenda and Linda and I and a bunch of other people were out there last night for the kickoff of the Redding Rodeo, and you know what? Rodeo is cool. It's the it's the place where it's, you realize these people come in there, they pay their money. There's no guarantees. There's no okay. Well, if I catch one of the horns, do I get any money? No, you know, you don't. In fact, you catch just one leg, where most of us would be, you know, happy if we could stay on the horse as it's racing down after the cow for the team roping. You just rope one leg, which, you know, frankly, the cow's not going anywhere. You lose. They hit you with a 10-second penalty.
What struck me, now I grew up down there practically. I was down there when I was 10, 11 years old, and it was a whole different rodeo then. What struck me is the level of technology that the PRCA brings to the rodeo to meld with the rodeo traditions, the jumbotrons, the... Boy, just the baseball game type sound system with all the music clips and stuff like that. Yeah,
and I tell you something else too that they didn't used to have when I rode, and I rode for a very short period of time. I was in the Marine Corps for the Marine Corps Camp Pendleton would have rodeos every summer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, every summer, and they'd have it. It'd be the weekend, and they encouraged the military to ride, and the stock contractors would bring their A game stock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, and so we had like 3 weeks to practice. So I practiced for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And after the second week, realized that riding bulls probably wasn't my place in life. I think I got on like four, maybe five. Yeah, it's five because I'll never forget. Anyway, but you know, it's not something I want to do. But now, last night, a young man bucked off, got nailed by the bull on the way down.
Looks like he got headbutted. Yeah, hard.
And he was laying there. And then they kind of pointed out there's a really large van, and it's almost like a mobile emergency room.
Yeah,
they have that the PRCA brings in, and I think it's
Justin Boots
sponsors it. And then you have doctors and others volunteering to work that. And so, and it's it, the, just the facility itself just costs $250,000. So they're ready to take care of somebody right there if it's a, you know, if it's a big injury.
Yeah, yeah, and so, that's yeah. That's a big deal. And
that is a big deal.
You know, the regular event, we watched a lot of cowboys eat dirt. Saw some really spectacular rides, but what had me just grinning from ear to ear was the gentleman with the Mustang that sat down in the back of the pickup truck in his stock dogs.
Guy drives after his old truck, and he's got cushions in the back. He's got
Poncho the Mustang.
And he has Poncho the Mustang, and he's had Poncho for 6 years. Got Poncho when Poncho was five off the BLM land. And he says a lot of people don't think, they think Mustangs are stupid, blah, blah, blah. You know, frankly, I think Mustangs are extremely hardy animals. And I don't think they are stupid because, you know, living out there. And they've learned to live and to thrive out in very harsh conditions. Anyway, he's trained his horse. And this horse and the dog were doing when they're cutting cattle. And they're keeping the cattle away from the other cattle, you know, and like this. Well, that's what the dog and the
cutting horse,
were doing.
Versus stock dog.
And I tell you what, that dog was down trying to get around, and that horse was just, you know, kept him from the truck till they finally let it go. And then he showed how well trained the horse was, and then the horse jumps up into the back of the pickup truck. It's an old pickup truck. Turns around and sits down on this big chair, and then rides out like that. You know, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And did you see the springs on that old dog?
Yeah. When it was coming out, it was bouncing. He thought it was probably just part of the show. Well, that's why that horse is in the back seat, you know, sitting there. So it was a good time. And I tell you what, everybody had a great time. So it was the first night, too, Wednesday night. Now, tonight's going to be bigger. Of course, tomorrow night is the finals. And then Saturday, the Champions Challenge. And they are the best cowboys in America, which means the world. Cowboys and cowgirls out there competing for a lot of money and a great time. So if you don't have a ticket, get one. And go down there and enjoy yourself. Man, we're going back again Friday. So it tells you something. And then, of course, then you had the it's always fun when you're down there. The difference between the Red Bluff Roundup, which is a great, great event also. Yeah. I mean, it also is a star event that's been, you know, it's in their Rodeo Hall of Fame, is they've got that track there in between the stands and the arena.
Yeah.
In the Reading Arena.
You're right there.
You're right there, and you're in those seats up there. I mean, you have dirt on you, and
you're within distance of that bull when he's coming
you. And that horse hit that when the horse last night, you know, slammed up against the wall. So everybody in those front seats moved back like about 2 feet, and it came right back up there. So,
I saw you taking a hold of Linda's shoulder when that bull was more or less charging us.
I went, stop.
you were ready to evacuate the missus.
I was getting ready to push her down beside me or behind me. Anyway, hey, the Marines were there last night. Of course, they came and joined us.
How great was that?
Was that great? Awesome. Yeah, they came in and sat down. Good kids. Really good kids. We're really proud of having them here. You know what? And then last night, so we all left a little bit early. We left after the first iteration of the Bulls pounding the Cowboys.
You have to get up at Oh God 30.
I said, you know what? Remember John Grani was in here.
Yeah.
Not yesterday, the day before. And he's talking about these bulls. It's in their DNA now. And you almost feel sorry for these cowboys. When that, you know, a couple times these bulls came out and they left the cowboy at the gate.
Oh, yeah.
They were up in the air and twisting in a 360 coming out of the chute. And the cowboy is just like,
yeah,
and you feel for them.
Yeah, we have launch signal.
Oh man, I tell you what, it was like somebody. It was almost like a bad joke. You know, it was like, oh, okay, this is part of a movie. No, they were launching them out of there.
That first set, they had what, two guys who went the distance?
Maybe two. At least one, but the rest of them were just pounded into the ground. You know, and this is the other part I was going to talk about is they don't get a bonus. I mean, they don't get money for not riding. And they get an arm busted, or they get a shoulder dislocated, or they get a concussion. They don't ride. There's no money set aside. There's none of that. I mean, if you don't perform and you don't compete, you don't get paid. I don't know. And I think
maybe they should apply that to like the NBA. or baseball
all
players.
Sports that are making, these guys making $27 million. Hey, guess what?
You don't hit the ball, you don't get nothing.
There you go. Hey, you know, we're paying you to get on base. You know, we pay you to get on base, you know, 30% of the time. Oh, you're not. Fine. For every time you're under that 30%, boom, it's another million off your contract. One thing we did do, just got back last night, fell into bed, into our sleep number, and Linda was literally, I mean, before we could adjust her sleep number setting to 40, she was out.
I imagine so.
And it didn't take me much longer after that. I tell you, sleep number beds, outstanding, best in America, rated by Consumer Reports. Now, dual air technology. Linda has a sleep number setting of 40. Mine is, my sleep number setting is 60. It works for us. The Sleep IQ technology they have, which helps you, gives you ideas on how to sleep better. These beds, you're not going to get a better bed. Can I say that? I just don't believe you can get a better bed anywhere than Sleep Number. So head on over to the Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center, and you buy a new Sleep Number, you're going to get two pillows to go along with that. Yeah, two pillows. And, the whole sleep experience is so great with Sleep Number. Can't say enough about it. All right, 7:18 in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry, 7:17 in the morning. We're going to be right back. I need to talk about what happened, what's going on with Egyptian Air, the Labor Department, what they've done to cream the middle class again, Trump, and, of course, Simpson. We'll be right back.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight. Trish Clark is away. Yes, it's Thursday, but Trish isn't with me today. She's on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. 7:21 in the morning here on May the 19th. 66 degrees going up to 70 today. Or 70. Oh, 70. It's not going to be much warmer than it is right now, then.
Not a whole lot.
Great.
Well, wait a minute. I need to double check on that. I love Trish to pieces, but my ears are glad.
Well, she gets going, doesn't she? It says today is supposed to be a high of 79, not 70.
Yeah, we're double checking on that. Okay. I'm getting two differing opinions here.
Yeah.
We'll go with a higher number.
Okay,
we'll
just 80. In case. Yeah, we'll go with 80. All right. Hey, look, a lot of things happening in this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's, the best coffee place in town, and walk next door to the Tobacco Emporium of your dreams. Yes. Even though that the state of California has got some kind of proposal or trying to get initiative on there to raise the tax on cigarettes, $2 a pack. The impact this will have on the tax base in California will be significant, by the way. The walking humidor they have at Tobacco and Brew is simply outstanding also. Everything there. Joe and Shelley, a veteran-owned business, and they support our community in a lot of different ways, many, many ways they do. A lot of things you don't even hear about. They are just fabulous people, Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Egyptian Air, flight debris has been found in the Mediterranean. It was going from Paris to Cairo, 66 people on it, including 11 staff, and it was reported erratically moving throughout the air and then disappeared. A fishing boat reported a flame in the air, like a plane on fire. So, what do you think, Bad Bob? Is this just a terrible accident, or is this something that a jihadist movement has started again?
The jury is out. It's a fairly new A-bus aircraft, pretty robust airplane. Not a lot to go mechanically wrong. Now, the report that I got from BBC this morning indicates that the aircraft made several very sharp maneuvers as though the control systems on the aircraft were either compensating for a catastrophic failure or there were something wrong with the computer's control systems. Now, let's think about this. If you were to plant a package bomb on an aircraft, it may or may not be discovered. But if you somehow were able to get into that plane's control systems and take control of the aircraft.
Let's not go there. Let's not go in there. La, 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 because I know where you're going with this, buddy. Yeah. You're talking about somebody hacking into the control system from inside the plane, aren't
there
you?
There have been probes in that direction
hacking to the computer from inside the plane.
Yeah.
So somebody's back there. You know what?
It has been done.
Well, I'm just telling you right now, the next thing that happens is you will not be using computers.
Any device, yeah.
Any device on the plane, if they ever prove that one. You know what? That just probably just ruined people's vacations. Thanks a lot, Bad Bob.
Well,
there's somebody back there. That guy back there in the.
I do technology shows. Man. I love technology.
I almost,
but it is a sword
I
with
almost
two
profiled.
Edges.
I almost profiled right then. I'm not going to profile. Hey, a lot of things happening this weekend. Anyway, they haven't. They don't know what caused it. It could turn out it's just nothing but a simple system.
Could
systems
be hydraulic
air.
Blowout.
Yeah, a lot of things. Labor Department. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Doubled the threshold of salaries that are being able to collect overtime. Huge impact on the middle class and small businesses. Huge impact on small businesses. What this says, if you're making $47,000, $48,000 a year on a salary, now you do over 40 hours a week, you get overtime. Yeah. So you've got managers who are out there maybe doing 45, 50 hours a week. They're working that. They've got a salary every week. They don't have to worry about how many hours or any of this. Now, the companies are now going to have the company's going to have to set up, I would imagine, some kind of time card that shows that after 8 hours a day and you work more, you punch it in for overtime. But what this also does is it's already employers are saying, fine, then I'm taking you off a salary, I'm going to make it, and I'm going to make it a hourly wage. So you've just lost money. Sorry, because I can't afford to be paying more than I'm paying right now because of the downturn in the economy. Every time the economy seems like maybe it's starting to have a weak recovery, here comes the Obama administration and California. Oh, let's make it $15 an hour. Oh, great idea. Oh, let's just double the threshold for overtime pay for salaried employees. So you drop the people off salaries. The managers don't hang there. You're going to be bringing in part-time work. And do you know what this idiot from the Department of Labor named Perez said when they told him, well, you know, a lot of these guys are just going to be working a lot less hours because, you know, they can't, you know, they're going to put on hourly wages and they're going to work less hours and have to bring in part-time people. And you know what his answer to that was?
Oh, good for the part-time people?
No. It's going to be good. Oh, good. It's good for those salaried workers that can have a little more free time. Well, you know, you might want
to
ask
to
the people
the
that
pile of bills
that,
and sweat.
Yeah, you might want to ask the people that are losing their every 2 weeks paycheck, and yet they're going to have more free time than to enjoy themselves. Maybe they're not enjoying themselves now. Have you ever thought of that, Ms. Perez? Of course not. You know why? Because you get your paycheck every 2 weeks from the government. You get your raises. You get all that stuff because you work for the government. And you don't have to worry about writing a payroll check. Maybe you've never written a payroll check. I don't know. I know Mr. Obama has never written a payroll check. He has never not taken has never not paid himself because he had to pay all his people first and all the taxes that go along with it. He's never done that. So how can he have even a concept of what that means?
Here's something that disturbs me about
much
this.
Much less anything about the military or anything else. This man came in so ill-prepared to be president of the United States, and here he is 8 years later, and here we are going down this downward spiral.
What disturbs me about this $15 an hour, the forcing of wages down the throats of employers instead of letting the market do its thing, what about prices are going to have to go up?
Of course,
that's
it
a
is.
Mathematical
it has
fact.
To. It has to. And not only that, but it goes to say we, you know, okay, so a year from now we'll have to raise everybody's wages, right? Well, everybody's over beyond that. I mean, it's going to take a couple years before we get into this. But, okay, so which one of y'all doesn't want to work?
Well, by then I may, you know, I may.
I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
That this is more about. This is more about. Yeah. You know, this is okay. In 2 years, which one of you am I turning loose?
Yeah, that's a decision a lot of employers.
That's what it's going to be. Which one of y'all wants to?
Can you buy another computer?
Hey, look, I'm going to find. You know, at this point, then you go into, and then you start doing things where it's not so labor intensive. Okay, so then I do. If we wanted to do that, and we don't, we never will. We could turn the station into a syndicated show, right?
Full-time robot radio.
Full-time robot radio. That's what everybody, you know, a lot of places
it's
do.
It's 20 minutes after the hour in your town.
In your town.
But what I was
never
going,
happened.
Where I was going with this is that people who are on pensions, fixed incomes, and they do not get their raises at all.
That's right.
And the price of everything goes up. All of a sudden, you're struggling to, I mean, two-thirds of the country can't afford a $1,000 emergency, according to a report that was out this morning.
And how much in savings? And then they'd say that people on fixed incomes, like Social Security, military retirees, and others, oh, you don't need that cost of living increase because, oh, guess what? Cost of living hasn't gone up.
We say the cost of living hasn't gone up.
We say, and right, and the way it was described to me is that it used to be that basket there that had filet mignon and all these other things. Now the basket worth has gone down, you know, because what they base it on.
Yeah.
So now you're in the, you know, now you're into the 70% hamburger, you know, 70% lean as opposed to the 90% lean. So you're in a 70% lean hamburger, and oh well, see the price of everything's going, you know, has remained the same. Wrong.
Well, soy meal is better for you anyway. You see.
Well, so is Soylent Green.
Yeah. Are we not living in the world of Ayn Rand?
I don't. Yeah, we are. We are. You know, every time I see another law come up, Bob, I swear, I remember that line from Ayn Rand where these two senators are talking. He says, you know, there's so many laws. I mean, how can anybody keep track of them? You know, and we keep making them. And the other one looks over. He says, exactly.
Yeah.
That way, everybody will be breaking a law somewhere. And we've got them. Yeah. We own them then. Okay. Hey, a lot of things happen. We've got to take a break here. But Dine Against Darkness this Saturday. A limited light experience in illuminating child trafficking. This is a good deal down there. For more information, go to hardplacescommunity.org. It's going to be at the Stirring. It's going to be at 6:30, and it's going to be where you eat in the dark, and it's a way of tasting, truly tasting and enjoying your food. I think it's a great idea.
No,
I may try that just by not paying my bill to RU for another month.
Or are you allowed to? If you have electricity, apparently you can have candles in your house.
I'm sorry, you cannot have candles in your house. Hey, Alton Brown Live, Eat Your Science is going to be here Sunday, May the 22nd, and I have two tickets for it at the Reading Civic Auditorium. This guy is, you know, it's a comedy, and it's a perfect blend of science, music, and food demonstrations. In 2 hours of pure entertainment. Everybody likes this, and I have two tickets for this at the Civic Auditorium for Alton Brown this Sunday from 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. If you want them, 605-4567, and you get these tickets. Well, what else we have going on here? The food drives are going on right now for the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Well, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th, and there, please donate non-perishable food items at the number of different places here at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, Orchard Nutrition, and Topps Fresh Market before June 14th, please. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:32 in the morning, right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern
America. Welcome! What have I done?
Every politician should be asking themselves that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight at 6 p.m. Great show. 25 minutes into the hour of 8, and we have a winner for those tickets. Teresa, I think it was. Congratulations. Well, you know what? Got other things going on here, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Light, he does this. This is his business he does for a living. This isn't a part-time business. This isn't something he does on the side of the weekends. He does this full-time, 7 days a week. All of his instructors are NRA-trained instructors. A great experience getting your CCW or hunter safety or any of the other advanced classes that they have there. Northern Firearms Instruction, right here. If you have, and if you haven't picked out that right pistol yet, and a lot of people haven't, or they've got the wrong pistol. After you've gone through the class, Ted or one of his people will help you pick that right weapon for you to carry. Register online at readyccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. You won't be sorry. It's a great class. And read all the, you know, if you have, you're hesitating, read all the reviews. He has nothing to do with the reviews. They just go on to the site. He can't control them or anything. And you'll see that what people say about training at Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay. That thing with the Labor Department is just, you know, is just going to be a killer. Trump. You know how people were making jokes about Cruz picking Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential nominee? And then, I mean, they hammered him on it. But he hadn't won anything. He hadn't won any, you know, he hadn't won a lot of primaries, and it looked like he wasn't going to when he was coming into Indiana. And that was kind of, I think you probably put the last nail in the coffin on that one. But Trump has done something that nobody else has done, anybody can remember. He has let out, he has released his 11 nominees for the Supreme Court. Did you see this?
Oh, I missed that.
No. He's released it. And Mark Levin, who has attacked Trump every chance he gets from 3 to 6 today, you know, every day on our station, Monday through Friday, has come out and he said, you know what? Ted Cruz couldn't have done a better job of picking these 11 justices as far as being constitutionalist and conservative. So when you think about that, and so, well, why did he do that? Well, because people are saying he's a fake. He's a fake conservative if he changes. Frankly, people change, and I understand changing. Bob, have you ever changed your ideas on things?
Over the years, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, your moral fiber, your moral compass does not change. However, there's things that are surrounding you that your ideas, as you learn more, as you mature, you know, you can't help but a lot of times change your thoughts on things.
From a strictly scientific viewpoint, as new data becomes available, you apply that, and you don't cherry pick the data, which the climate folks love to do.
No, you've got to take it all.
You have to look at the entire aggregate and come up with the logical conclusions, and you discard notions that are obviously no longer able to be proved. That's basic. That's logic 101.
Yeah, but you know what? It can be something that's not just logic 101. It can be things that you've had, you've thought over the years, and as new information comes, or as you mature, or as you look at things, and you realize that there's more than just black and white, which is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
There is more than black and white in a lot of things. Now, and on moral issues, and things like lying or not lying, or stealing or not stealing, or
absolutely,
these kind of things, there is no changes. So when people say, oh, he did this, or she did this, you know, Hillary did this, or Trump did this, oh, they changed their minds. Well, guess what? People can do that. Now, did they change their minds to pander to people? There's the question. If they truly changed their mind, like Obama saying that he changed his mind on gay marriage, to me was nothing but a total lie. He lied about it before he got in. After he got in, he immediately changed. That to me is he knew what was happening. It was what I asked one of our local politicians. Well, how are you going to vote on this? Well, I don't know. I'm going to listen. I don't know. Well, we both knew. She looked, you know, this person looked me in the eye. I looked her in the eye, and I knew she was lying. I knew how she was going to vote on something, but she didn't have the guts to say it right here on the show.
Yeah.
And then that night, she voted just exactly the way we both knew she was going to vote. But the thing is that things do change. And Trump said, this is the 11 nominees that I'm going to throw up. One of these guys or girls right here is going to make a great Supreme Court justice. And guess what? They're constitutionalists. Now, I'm believing stronger and stronger that this Constitution is not a living document. It's not a living document. It's one that was written, yes, it was written so many years ago, but it defines our liberty so well. Changing it, and it's changed constantly, doesn't work. Look at what we're going through right now. When, with the world the way it is, our economy in a downward turn again, and we're worried about bathrooms?
Right.
We're worried about
the whole world.
Bathrooms? I mean, my gosh. I mean, we're changing our definition of men and women in America?
You know, okay, there's a lot going on in the whole world, and we are fixated, while the rest of the Rome is burning, we're fixated on who is peeing and which piece of porcelain?
Well, first of all...
Aren't we a little focused?
Yeah. And, you know, in fact... Women have been using men's bathrooms a lot. I told the story about the Kentucky Derby. They went in because, why? The women's line was 8 miles long. The men, you just walked in and out. So pretty soon it was women walking in and out of there, too. It wasn't a big thing. But you know what? It's a little bit different than having a 12-year-old girl.
Protect the children. Absolutely.
Protect. I mean, you know what? You want to do this from the time they're 18 on? Fine. And that in between, have a third bathroom there. And you went, oh, I don't feel good because you're not letting me go in there with the girls. Guess what? I don't, you know, here's what the judge said. You know what? Our foreign policy and a lot of these decisions should be based on two words. You know what the two words are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my feelings are hurt. I really think I should be in there in the girls' showers. The answer to that should be by the judge, so what? So what? It's not going to happen. Sit down. Use the third bathroom. You don't feel comfortable with the guys? Well, then fine. Use this bathroom because the girls, the 12-year-old girls, do not feel comfortable with a 14-year-old boy just getting hair on his body to go in there in the showers.
Let me tell you something. That bunch of 12-year-old girls feels threatened as a group. They're going to take that guy out of there with a stretcher.
No, that's not going to happen. But what it's going to lead to repression and all this. I mean, I'm telling you what. The things that we do to ourselves in this country, and then... People are pointing to Europe. Oh, let's be like Europe. Really? Have you ever lived in Europe? I've lived in Europe. You ever used the medical services in Europe? I've used the medical services in Europe.
What passes for them, yeah.
I've been in emergency rooms in Europe. I've been treated in hospitals in Europe. Trust me, you don't want European medicine in the United States.
Why do Canadians come down here for care?
Even if they didn't, if you have not been treated in a foreign country in Europe in one of their hospitals, you shouldn't be screaming that we should be like them. You shouldn't be saying things like, "Oh, look at their health care; it's so good." Really? No, it's not. It's not that good. That's why people with money fly over here. That's why they come over here for dental work. You know, people with money. Pay money over there. You know, the people with money pay doctors so they can be treated by better doctors.
We're headed for the two-tier system. There's no doubt about that.
Read what Dr. Malachi said in Sunday's paper. The medical services in this country are quickly being extinguished. A general practitioner, the man or woman who is that first line of defense that sees that patient, that needs to be able to spend enough time with that patient to be able to find out what's really wrong so they can make a diagnosis which stops all the rest of the things after that from happening. And we're going to get the doctor in here because what he said was absolutely brilliant, and it's things we've been saying here on this show through Dr. DeDuca, Dr. McConnell, for years.
These guys
have been here for
stuff.
7 years saying this. We are condemning our doctors to a... local doctor, the doctor that's going to take care of you, we are pushing them out of the game.
Physicians are being turned into assembly line.
They're going to be forced to take non-payments. And we'll talk about non-payments when we get back from this break. But first, we have today's clue. The Asphalt Cowboys. You know what? They still haven't figured out who it is yet. Where the loot is. It's hard for the Cowboys to keep track. The strangers are a colorful pair. That is a fact. Known strangers. It's hard for the Cowboys to keep track. The strangers are a colorful pair. That is a fact. Track. Colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The Doobie Brothers? Okay. Loot. There's water in sight. But sorry, you can't stay the night.
Hmm.
Okay, so it's got to be around a park because you can't spend the night in a park. So maybe it's down there at, what's that park down the street here?
Well, I was thinking somewhere around the construction site because you can't stay the night yet down there at Turtle Bay.
Oh.
Thousands of people are now driving
down
there.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Because it has to be property.
Put on some music and set on down there. Okay. It's hard for the Cowboys to keep track. The strangers are a colorful pair. That is a fact. All right. Now remember, big rodeo tonight.
I want to cut if somebody runs down there and finds it.
Pancake breakfast. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be down in Pancake Gulch. And then, of course, the parade on Saturday morning. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. It is 15 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 66 degrees, going up to 80 today.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda has On the Spot with Lindabot. She'll be here tonight at 6 p.m. 605-4567 is our phone number. I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi. 66 degrees right now, going up to 80. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793 for your propane needs. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Bad Mom.
I got to say, whoever the guy was on the music last night at the rodeo knew his stuff. And he obviously had some pretty state-of-the-art equipment, which is really, you know, you think about, when you think about PRCA, you think about, you know, cowboys and the Western ways and stuff like that. But the level of technology that they put to use with the live cameras, the little camera that they had there in the chutes, it was just impressive. Looking at it from, Brett and I were looking at it, of course, from the tech standpoint. We don't enjoy movies anymore because we're picking them apart. It was just amazing the level of technology that they carry from rodeo to rodeo.
It is. But you know what? It's big business. Rodeo's big. Absolutely. It's growing. It's growing, too. Imagine that. It's growing. Rodeo's growing. This weekend, Swing with the Legends banquet and auction Sunday, May 22nd, with the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association, including Hall of Fame players Gaylord Perry, Eddie Murray, and Fergie Jenkins. Going to be there, Swing with the Legends at the Wind River Resort and Casino. 5 o'clock cocktail hour with Hall of Fame and alumni members and silent auctions, dinner and oral auction, and, of course, 7:30, autograph meet and greet. And then Monday, Swing with the Legends golf tournament out at Riverview. You can register at 7:30, and each foursome will have a legend with them. And, of course, the Redding Colt 45s kicks off its season a week from tomorrow. And we're going to be there. KCNR 1460 with our team out there. Kyle and Maddie will be out there calling the game. Maddie will be doing the color. And, of course, Kyle will be doing the play-by-play out there from Tiger Field. It's going to be a great time. We're all going to be there. Opening night a week from tomorrow night. Simpson, you know, speaking of bats and balls, Simpson University, the women's team softball, fast pitch softball, is going to the World Series tournament.
Awesome.
They won this level out here, and this is the first time that a tournament had been hosted here in this town, NAIA tournament. And they lost their first game. I mean, they played through, and in the finals, they lost their first game, had come back for a second game, and they trounced the Hustling Owls. That was the name of the other team. The Hustling Owls. And so our Simpson team, with player of the year and pitcher of the year, are going back to the World Series tournament, wherever that's at. So, you know what? These women are serious. They were in here the other day. And just, they're, you know, funny. And one of them is just, I probably never met a person she didn't know. So, anyway.
Well, okay. Maddie's a softball player.
And Maddie's, our new intern is a softball player. And Maddie was at the rodeo last night with her mom. She was having, she has a good time. Dr. Maria was there. And we need to thank the people that really helped out here. When the Marines came into town, you know, the Marines can take care of themselves, of course. But Ed Roman provided 4 rooms for them there, free. Free.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ed. I mean, that's money there. Mm-hmm. But he supported this, and as he does so many other things. So can't say enough about Ed. And then our Wellgate Sports Club in Rich Novelli gave them passes to work out down at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't beat that. The Dr. Maria Salas, a chiropractor here in town, has been kind of like, she met them, made sure they were taken care of, you know, is kind of, you know, giving them directions and things like this. Of course, Dr. Maria also is really strong in the veteran community. Her dad's a Marine. And mm-hmm. So Dr. Maria, can't say enough about her and what she's been doing.
So I'm curious about something real quick.
Let me finish all these. Rick Williams, who, of course, is in the rodeo, big in rodeo, but arranged for a fishing for him today, fishing trip. And then, of course, Gordon and Debbie Bach. Gordon, a former Marine, is, you know, tomorrow they're going out on the lake thanks to Holiday Harbor, who's providing a patio boat. And then, of course, you know, they're going back every night for the rodeo. But the Marines are young Marines, and they're having a great time. They're talking about it and how well they're being treated. And they just, when you look at the ribbons and all, every one of them, combat action.
Yeah.
Every one of them have got, I've been there several times.
They've been where bullets are flying.
They've been there. And they're just having a great time and how much they appreciate. And they're really reaching out to the community. They're out there, and they had a few minutes yesterday before they were being handed the proclamations. They were handing out lunches to people. because they had time. So they were doing that. And then they went out to the VA and had this beautiful, beautiful, it's on the front page of the paper, a beautiful ceremony out there honoring our World War II event. Vets, and it's just, you know, the presenting of the colors.
So is it just the four sergeants, or is there a small detachment for support people?
Nope,
just them.
Hey, just them.
Just
time.
Them in a pickup truck with
and,
a trailer
yeah,
or whatever?
The other couple people they have in it are staying back and taking care of the rest of the horses back at Barstow.
Okay.
Three of these young men have never been on a horse in their lives.
Funny, yeah.
Never been on a horse and got assigned to this. This is Marine Corps. Can you ride a horse? Well, no. I've seen a horse, though. They're good, because now you're going to ride in parades where there's millions of people watching you. Well, thank you very much. But they've handled it with great, great aplomb.
Great, you know, that sense of duty combined with with an honest-to-goodness sense of humor, and that's what gets you through.
Yeah. It's got to. That and the fact that people like him, you know, they're polite, they know what they're doing. And it's funny watching them, too. When they sit there, they have a beer in their hand, but they're sitting up very straight.
Yeah,
and they're having
their
beer in their
hand. I noticed
that. You notice that? They're sitting at attention with a beer in their hand. Hey, guys, get out of uniform. Go put on your safety. And they come back, though, they're wearing a uniform. They're wearing the
polo shirt.
The promo shirts, you know, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. So they are always on duty.
Yeah.
And I said, well, look, and I gave him my phone number. I said, if you guys have any problems, sir, we travel together everywhere.
Yeah.
One of us doesn't go someplace. We all travel together. And that right there, as they said, is one of the things that they travel together, they rely on each other, and this is it's just great to have them here. They only go to, like we said, we found out, they only go to like six or seven of these a year now.
I wondered about that.
He said six or seven a year. He says, well, you know, the fact that we can drive here and back, and we're here for like 4 or 5 days, you know, it's good. But the fact is, too, is that the way they're treated up here.
Mm-hmm.
So
the word has spread.
Yeah.
We have a call.
Nick.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Everything's good with me.
My
wife won 2 rodeo tickets for last night's rodeo on Pete Peter's show. Thank you, Pete. I hadn't been to the rodeo for over 30 years, and I remembered the rodeo as hurry up, slow down, a lot of wasted time, and just not that interesting to me. We went last night, and I couldn't believe what a professional job they did running that rodeo. There wasn't a dull moment. And one of the things that stands out to me was the cowboys. They would come over next to the grandstands and let the kids pet the horse while they were talking and stuff. And I just wanted to say thank you, Asphalt Cowboys. You did a wonderful job, and I'll be going to the rodeo in future years.
Well, I tell you what, it's Reading Rodeo Cowboy Association. Those are the guys in the red shirts are the ones that put it on. Asphalt Cowboys put on all the other periphery events around there that help make this a great, great event. But those guys in the red shirts, they...
Stand corrected. You know, that's the first time I've been wrong in 7 years.
Well, you know what? You probably weren't wrong. You probably just... Maybe it's the way I took what you said.
So. Oh, no. I didn't know that. But I just had a wonderful time, and I was
great.
So impressed with the rodeo and the way it was run, and never a dull moment. So have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Nick. You know, and Nick's right. It's a great time. Ground, he said it. You know, people look at what they stand for, and you start with the national anthem. And by the way, that young girl, 15 years old, did just a knockout job.
Didn't she, though?
Wow. Ooh, national anthem. And then, of course, the Marines are right there behind her, present the colors, you know, riding in on those palominos.
Did you see the arena announcer come up and the little girl who was in the box next to us? Was just in awe, and she was looking at the horse, and her eyes were like little saucers.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was so cute.
Well, and then the kids behind us, there must have been like 8 or 10 of these little kids, all with cowboy hats on and boots, where they were just adorable. They were out there, and they weren't cowboys, and they weren't from ranches, but they were dressed. They were ready.
Of course, the mutton busting
mutton
was laughing till I cried.
Oh, my gosh. And there was a young man that came, I should, you know, he's probably in his late 20s, early 30s, comes around, he sits down, you know, beside us. His son was the first one out, Noah. So we have a big shout out to Noah this morning because he's like 4 and a half. And he comes out, and these were like large sheep. You know, a lot of times they're smaller sheep. But the one that won, this kid I had a death grip around the neck of the sheep, and the sheep's jumping, and he's just right hanging on, and then finally he falls to the side. He won't let go of the sheep's neck, and she's dragging him along the ground. His little toes are just dragging him, but he's not letting go until it slams into the rest of the sheep. Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got Chris Reznor here from Dutch Bros. We got a lot of catching up to do with them. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Egypt's top civil aviation official says the possibility that a terrorist attack brought down a jetliner is now stronger than the likelihood that it was caused by a technical failure. Security analyst Ajon Gohel, meantime, says he's curious about the pair of abrupt turns made by Egypt Air Flight 804 in the moments before it disappeared from radar.
It had made two sharp turns before plunging into the Mediterranean Sea. Now, does that result in technical failure? Is that human error? Is there something else more nefarious that we don't know about? Ultimately, only time will tell.
Egypt Air Flight 804 was en route from Paris to Cairo with 66 passengers and crew on board when it went down over the Mediterranean. Japan, beset with some of the world's most serious economic problems, despite having its number three economy, is hosting G7 talks this week and next. The governor for the Bank of Japan says it's an opportunity for the economists to show united leadership.
Needless to say, we, the G7 countries, are presently faced with many challenges that need to be addressed.
The talks will focus on fiscal and monetary policy, the international financial system, and sustainable development. Struggling to avoid a split over homosexuality, the top policymaking body of the United Methodist Church has narrowly approved a full review of all church law on the issue. Methodist layman William Junk told the gathering in Portland, Oregon yesterday it's not realistic to expect church leaders to so easily throw out church doctrine just to appease the LGBT community.
We were sent here to strengthen and uphold the discipline which has always been and is our covenant we agree to follow.
As with other denominations, heated debate on the homosexual issue has led to talk of a schism within the United Methodist Church. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing for making physical contact with a female opposition member of Parliament. He gave some context in these comments that aired on CTV.
The opposite member whip was being impeded in his progress. I took it upon myself to go and assist him forward, which was I now see unadvisable as a course of actions.
Opposition lawmaker Ruth Ellen Brousseau said she had to leave the House of Commons because she was injured when she was struck by his elbow. In a breakthrough, House Republicans and Democrats have agreed to a deal to help Puerto Rico with its $70 billion debt. A revised bill introduced last night would create a control board to help manage the U.S. territory's financial obligations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Grab your sunglasses, a nice-sized cup of coffee, and prepare to hit the highway. 2016 is shaping up to be the summer of the road trip, as Jeremy House reports.
Cheap fuel prices have left many American families flush with spare cash to spend on a vacation. With summertime gas prices predicted to be the lowest in 13 years, the travel industry is anticipating a blockbuster July and August. AAA is predicting 38 million people will travel for the holiday, the most since 2005. That's 700,000 or 1.9% more travelers than last year.
That is Jeremy House reporting. You might want to pack a little extra suntan lotion. Federal scientists say that in April, Earth's average temperature was 58.7 degrees. That's 2 degrees warmer than the 20th century average and well past the old record that was set back in 2010. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the southern hemisphere led the way as far as higher heat goes. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 19th of May. Yeah, Bob, what's it look like for weather here in the next couple
today,
of days?
Today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 82 degrees, gusty winds up to 20 miles an hour out in the northwest. Tonight, we'll see clouds moving in and chance of a rain shower, overnight low of 54. The winds will continue. Friday could open up with some rain showers here and there in the area. Periods of showers later in the day. Thunderstorms, a high probability. The high will be around 70 degrees. Winds can shifting over to the west. And then Friday night, cloudy. Saturday could see additional showers. So even though it could impinge a little bit on the rodeo activities, all the water we can get on the ground is a good thing. Right now in Redding, it is 68 degrees. The lake remains about 12 feet from the top. This was all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, a locally owned, locally operated business here, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right in Redding. They have it all. They have every type of jewelry you could possibly imagine. Estate jewelry and more. A gemologist who will not only design, he can build the jewelry that's in your mind that it's hard to find anywhere. And the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You can't beat the place. It's super. Four Winds Jewelry, open a Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. And frankly, you know, Linda says, well, gosh, you know, we get all these guests in. We have today two people that I genuinely admire. And from our community. And the fact that you all took out an hour of your schedule, because I know what your schedule's like, because when I talk to you, oh, yeah, I'm in a meeting here in Mongolia, and we should catch a plane back tomorrow and then be able to drive up and make it back by, you know, 8 o'clock Thursday morning. Yeah, Aaron and Chris Reznor. Dutch Bro, how are you guys?
Good.
We're doing really well.
The Mongolians need coffee.
The Mongolians need. You know what? Of course, when you think of you two, you think of how much you're helping our community, and also what a great product you have. I mean, I've got my people at work here. I've got things like what is it? Dutch Bro Army or something like that. Bob, you got all over the back of your Jeep.
Yes, I have. Well, I have powered by Dutch Bros.
Powered by Dutch Bros. Yeah, that's true.
Brenda answered a lot of questions about, was she really Dutch? Because she had the Dutch princess sticker on her vehicle. And people didn't get the connection. You know?
They don't? Well, you know, and the thing about it is, let's just talk to you two. Tell us about you, how you got here, all of that.
Well, we do only have an hour. If we let Chris tell his whole story, we might be here a while.
Well, first of all, I got to say, I'm a little disappointed that, you know, you said that we're on here with Carl and Linda.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't see Linda.
Well,
I'm a little disappointed.
Get him a button.
All right.
I had her. Yeah, the button says, where's Linda? I usually carry a lot of them around because they never ask, where's Carl?
Yeah.
It's always, where's Linda?
I feel you, Carl. It's okay. That's my life also.
Yeah, but I tell you what. I don't think so. Well, you know, you see Chris. Because he's out there dancing, but there's Aaron.
Yeah, the real dancer.
Yeah, I know. You notice that I know that we don't get away from them.
Yeah.
You know, they're there with us. Well, you know what? If Thursdays when she has her show, she gets to sleep in a little bit because she's working tonight. But
all right.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She, oh no. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here. It's been a little while.
It's been a couple of years since. Well, you know what? And it's always a pleasure having you all around. Again, you know, you do so much for our community, And I think the community knows that, but I don't think they know who you are, really.
Well, let's see. How can we do this without it being...
I just remember it was a big news story when that first Reading store went in on Airport. That was Airport Road, right?
No, Churn Creek was our first
Churn
one.
Churn Creek was the first one, okay. But Airport Road opening was a big deal.
Yeah, you know what? They've all been crazy. Airport, we opened in the beginning of... It was actually May 4th of 2007.
That was Churn Creek by the canned food store. Yeah.
And that was April of
That was a big story,
2004.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been 16 years. Or 12. 12 years. Yeah, my math. See, I'm getting older. It's just...
I go too far. You're still 24.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you two look like you're 24. You're getting a little gray there on it. But okay, let's start back with you two. So, and how did we get here?
So, let's see. I started with Dutch Bros about 18 years ago in Southern Oregon. I started at the 8th location. I worked for Dane and Trav, the brothers that started it. And I worked night shifts, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was into art, and I worked construction for my dad, and I loved working at Dutch Bros. And I...
So you're from the Southern Oregon area then?
Yeah.
Okay. Not originally, but...
No, I was born in Southern California, but my family moved to Southern Oregon when I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I that was kind of my part of the story. Like, I lived up there. I ended up moving to L.A. to go to art school. I went to Art Center College of Design in Pasadena. And just kind of, like, missed Dutch Bros so bad. I had such a great experience working for Dutch Bros. And then when I lived in L.A., there was nothing like that down there. And so I had this wild idea that I wanted to open Dutch Bros in L.A. And when I talked to Dane and Trav, they were like, man, you're crazy. We're not ready to move into California. That's such a huge step for us. And, you know, at the time, they had, like, 10, 15 locations. And so I continued going to school and kept bugging them and kept actually looking for locations and sending them pictures, which back then was like, you know, it's not like snap a picture with your cell phone. It was, you know, you had to, like...
Now you actually had to take a picture.
Yeah, you had to, like,
picture.
Take a picture and scan it and upload it and email it. And so I did that for about a year and a half and bugged them and decided I was going to do my own drive-through coffee shop down there. So I worked on all the details of creating my own concept, along with trying to raise money, which was daunting. I sent out hundreds of business plans across the country and got, I only got a couple even answers that people were saying
before
no.
Before the time of crowdfunding and
GoFundMe
and all that.
Yeah, right. I wasn't able to create a website and just round up a bunch of money.
Just imagine thinking, oh, gee, what a good idea that is.
Yeah, I know. I should have had that idea. I was doing that for another couple of years. I spent a lot of time down there just really trying to raise money, trying to come up with my own thing. And I was driving around, like, acting like I had money. Like, I was going and meeting with real estate agents, talking to them about my drive-through idea. And, I think they sort of believed me. I mean, but I didn't have any money. I was trying to find, you know, money.
Yeah.
So after
you had
that,
the idea.
Yeah. So after a couple of years of doing that, the guys from Dutch Bros called me and said, hey, what are you doing with your life? We want to, you know, move into California. We want you to be our guy. So, you know, kind of fast forward, I, you know, jumped on that idea. I chose Reading, and they loved the idea of me being in Reading also, which was close to my family from Medford. And so I moved to Reading in January of 2003, and I met my beautiful wife not too long after that. She was from here.
So where did you all meet?
That's where you can kind of jump in on your side of the story here.
I'm originally from here, and I'm a Foothill grad. I was home for the summer from UC Santa Barbara. I'd been in Europe for a couple of weeks, and then we came home. I came home like the first week of July or so. And Chris and I actually met at Bible study. The short version of the story is that I had had a friend who was telling me for about 6 months that there was this guy that I needed to meet, and I just kept telling her, no thanks, I'm good. I don't really want to date anyone from Reading. And, you know, because when you grow up here and then you move away for college, you think there's no one still here who's dateable. And then she informed me he wasn't actually from here.
Oh, this is good.
Did I just hear a collective groan over the
No, because I've heard this before from ladies.
Yeah, and it's very difficult between the ages. Now, I was only... I think I was only 18 at the time, but...
Well, she's making these decisions at age 18. Okay, got it.
You know, yeah, it's sort of I sort of knew what I wanted to do for about 10 years, and then I took a dramatic change, like my last year of school, right before I was going to take my DAT, which is like the MCAT or the LSAT, but it's for dental school.
Okay.
And right before I was going
to
take
that. So you're going to be a...
I wanted to go to be an orthodontist. Yeah, I want to go to dental school and specialize in orthodontia. That's what I wanted to do from about the age of 10 or 11 until about the age of 21. and then I decided to I'd already been helping. I guess we fast forward through a lot of stuff there. But we'd been dating for a couple of years, and Chris had asked me to marry him at that point. And I had already been doing things from afar, like the books and those sort of things. In between, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize when you open a business that you actually have, there's like a lot of other back end stuff that
you
got to
figure out. Yeah,
you
know,
like taxes. Yeah, I didn't know how to do any of
that. What do you mean I have to pay these every month? I mean, every month?
I know. I was good at making coffee and telling jokes, and then I'm like, whoa, wait a second.
There's the front end.
There's a computer involved in this.
There's the front end, yeah. And then there's the one that makes it all work.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, so, that's me. Yeah. That's actually described to us.
You got the front end and the back end.
Here. There you go. You've got the front end that's out there smiling, and we have vacant looks on our face. Then we have the ones that run the business from behind to make sure it works.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
another thing you and Linda have in common.
Yeah.
So okay, and so then you all.
Well, so then I decided I wasn't going to go to dental school after a long... I can't believe he didn't break up with me during that point. I was probably not very fun to date.
She got a little crazy there.
And then I moved back, and I graduated in May, and we got married the first week of August. And, yeah, it's sort
what,
of been...
What
thin-
day?
When?
Well, what
that's,
day?
That's a really good question. August
6th.
Yeah. Okay. We both have to look at each other.
Okay.
We're
the reason I'm asking is because my birthday's in there. So.
Yeah.
August 5th. So.
We actually figured out recently that we're both terrible at that. Our assistant had to put some stuff, that date on paperwork, and we both gave her the wrong date. So we're both bad at it, luckily. Go ahead. You were going
to. Well, let me. I need to take a break here, but this is cool. So here's a guy that went to art design school from Medford. A young lady who was here and said, "There's nobody worth dating. I'm 18. There's nobody worth dating here. I'm going to be an orthodontist." Oh no, he's not from here. Meet in Bible school. You're running down through L.A. with the guys, you know, these millionaire property brokers. Yeah. And he goes, "Hey, I want to put my drive-through right here." And they're, you know, "Oh, hey, look." Yeah. And then. You picked Reading, which was, and when we kind of want to find out, I know that it's close to home and all that, but why Reading? I mean, it could have been almost any place. But let's do that after we come back. We'll be right back after these messages here with Aaron and Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Be part of the Swing with the Legends Over the Line Tournament, Dinner, Auction, and Golf Tournament Fundraiser, May 21st through 23rd. One of 25 former Major League Baseball players will be at each table during dinner and be a member of each golf foursome, including Hall of Fame members Fergie Jenkins and Eddie Murray. The Swing with the Legends weekend is a benefit for One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, and the Colt 45 South City Park Security Fund. For more info and to get the best deal on the dinner and golf, visit swingwiththelegendsreading.com or call 244-0118, extension 202.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill.
Welcome back.
They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda.
How hard it is to find a coffee song.
They were looking, but they didn't have their headphones on. But we're talking about coffee in Brazil. It's, what is it, a 1930 song there?
That's Frank Sinatra, 46, I think.
1946, okay. All right, hey, we're back here at Free Fire Radio at 8:23 in the morning here on the 19th. 68 degrees going up to 80 today. And it looks like we're trying to get a little rain this week, but it won't rain on the pancake breakfast. It won't rain on the rodeo or the parade. In between, we'll have rain and it'll be okay.
Perfect.
In between, then too, is you can get hit every one of the Dutch Bros around here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, in business for 25 years now. Voted best in the North State last year, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. All types of heating and cooling systems. Have them come over before it starts getting really hot. Have them look at that air conditioner. Make sure you're filters are clean, everything's working on it correctly, so you don't have a tough summer when it hits 114. Alliance Heating and Air, great people, veteran-owned business, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. And we're here with Aaron and Chris Reznor of the Dutch Bro
dynasty.
Empire. The Dutch Bro, yeah, the dynasty. You know, I've seen, you know, your kids run around with little Dutch Bro hats and shirts.
Yeah,
They're going to have all of Southern California. Good morning, and welcome back. And we've been talking about how they got here, and Chris moving down here, and we're going to find out why Reading, and how Aaron was raised around here,
mm-hmm.
and when they met, how she was, you know, was going to be going to dental school. And then they got together and got married when she graduated from college. And then transitioned from everything they were doing into this. How did you, Chris, how did you get pick Reading specifically?
Yeah, it was interesting. Like I said, I was living in L.A. and got the call from Dutch Bros asking what I was doing and if I was happy where I was at and if I had opened a coffee shop or not. And, you know, I had spent several years to that point trying to find, you know, the funds to be able to do it. And so I said, you know, I'm all Dutch Bros. I want to do Dutch Bros. That's what I've wanted to do in the first place. And so I said, all right, well, we'd like to, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'd like you to come up and we can sit around and talk a little bit. And so I said, all right, well, can I come up tomorrow? And they said, well, that works. And so I took off. It was like halfway through the day and I took off and I knew that I had one friend that had ended up here in Reading, and I had never actually stopped in Reading. Being in Medford, you know, when you take off the drive south to go to L.A., it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, you don't even need gas.
No, and so I had never stopped here, and so I called my friend. I'm like, hey, are you still in Reading? And he had went to Simpson and student taught, and so he's like, yeah, I'm still living here. And so I said, all right, I'm going to stop by in the morning and on my way from L.A. to Medford, and I want to, you know, chat for a little bit. So I stopped here at In-N-Out, of course, and we Because I feel like that's what anybody that comes from. Of course, I was living in L.A., but and we had it.
My
all
sister
there,
and brother, when they flew in from Tennessee, mm-hmm. where do you want to go to? In-N-Out.
I know. That's a. I mean, yeah, it's a whole.
It's weird too.
It is.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
That's because we live
it's,
here.
Yeah, we live here, and it's whatever. But
I can understand Dutch Bros. But but not. I mean, In-N-Out. I mean, okay, yeah, the lady's a billionaire now. But,
yeah,
but that's what they wanted. I mean. They could go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Anyway.
So I drive here. I drive here. We go out to lunch, and my buddy was telling me how great he thought Reading was, and told him what was going on in my life, and we drove around town, and he showed me around Reading, and because my thought was that I still wanted to be in California. I wanted to be. I felt like this was the next. Like if I couldn't do something in L.A., which at the time I was getting really sick of living in L.A. anyway. Mm-hmm. And Reading just seemed to make sense. It was close to my family. To me, it seemed like it was a lot like Southern Oregon, you know, just good people and kind of similar size communities. And Dutch Bros had done really well in Grants Pass and Medford. So I drove around Reading with my buddy. And, you know, at the time there was only one or two other drive-through coffee shops here. And then there was a handful of the big guy. And
the soulless big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit of them, actually, even then. And so, you know, I drove around Reading, and I was like, man, this place is great. Like, I want to move here. So I continued my trek up the road to Grants Pass and sat down with Dane and Trav and the rest of a couple guys from Dutch Bros headquarters at the time. And they said, you know, we're thinking Reading or Tahoe. And I said, well, Reading. Like, I'll take it. I was just there. You know, I had never been to Tahoe, but my thought on Tahoe was that from what I had heard that it was very touristy. And, you know, I knew that Dutch Bros was built on building relationships with people that we see day in and day out. And that's what I loved about it. I loved seeing the same person every day and connecting with them and having their drink ready. And if you had a different person every day in a touristy area, I was like,
people love stability. I mean, yeah. They really do. And I understand that. Perfectly, because if we're gone for a few days, people don't like it because they're used to waking up in the morning listening to Carl and Linda, and listen to us. And so, but then people like that in their lives. They like to know that when I drive up, I'm going to have. He knows what. Yeah. Nothing makes you feel better than you drive up and somebody knows what you want already.
Yeah, feel special.
Hey, you still want your mocha?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Exactly. And you can't get that in a tourist town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that was my biggest thing. I didn't know anything else about Tahoe at the time. And so I was like, well, you know, Reading seems cool. And so I said, I'll take Reading. And they said, all right, you know, you can. Reading's yours. And they said, well, just a side note, but do you have any money? And I'm like, well, here's the thing. I'm like, I got
a good attitude.
Yeah, I had a lot of irons in the fire. Like, I have people that said they'd loan me a little bit of money, and I got this and that. And, you know, and so they're like, all right, well, we got to figure that side of it out, but we want you to be, you know, our guy in Reading. And so I went back to L.A. and packed up all my stuff and moved back to Medford and started working nights again at Dutch Bros. And I was just going to work for another year or so and then move to Reading. But my plans changed because I was working in Medford for about another month, and my friend that was here in Reading called me and he said, hey, when are you moving down here? And I said, well, in about a year, I'm going to save some money and work construction and work for Dutch Bros and try to save up some money and figure that out. And he said, well, I have my roommate just moved out and we live in Park West 5. And he goes, and I have a room for you for like $200 a month. And I have a job for you. I was a courier. He got me a job as a courier for one of the banks in town. And I drove back and forth to Chico every night.
Is he still one of your good friends?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, he is.
Somewhere along there, he goes,
good old John Klein. And
cool.
Yeah.
John, big shout out for John here.
Yeah. He's living in Sacramento now. But so I got this job at, working for a bank, driving to Chico and back every night. But it allowed me, you know, my rent was very cheap, and I had the entire day to just drive around Reading and really get to know where I wanted to be and where what seemed like the cool spots to you know, start looking for a location. And it was interesting the amount of feedback that I got that was negative when I started meeting all these people that were like, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to open a drive-through coffee shop. And Dutch Bros wasn't really known here at the time, you know, and it was funny just to see. I had already felt all that discouragement when I lived in L.A. So when I moved here and people were like, oh, that's not going to work. You know, I was like, okay, yeah. You don't understand what Dutch Bros is.
You don't understand the concept.
Yeah, you don't understand. It's different, you know, because people are like, oh, well, we already have Starbucks. And I'm like, well, it's different. You know, that's cool. But this is different. And I mean, I remember I even had somebody that with our first location there when we started moving forward with developing that, a girl that I knew that was a manager actually at Starbucks. And she told me, she's like, you seem like a really nice guy. Don't you want to do a sandwich shop or something instead? Like, you're right around the corner from our location. You're probably going to fail. And I just was like, for me, that was like fuel. I'm like, no, this is like a challenge now. Yeah. This is, yeah.
Well, look, we're here with Aaron and Chris Reznor from Dutch Bros. And we're talking about how we got the first one here. I don't think a lot of people understood how it came together like this. We got to take a break, but the one thing that when I took a small business course in San Diego, there's like 20 people in there, and I was getting ready to start another business. And they said, okay, what business do you want to get into? I would say out of that 20 people in there, half was going to be coffee houses.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, this was back in the 2005, 2004 era down in San Diego. And the guy said, look around you. There's 10 of you that want to do this out of 20. And even though and everyone had kind of pitched their idea, you know, they weren't going to share everything, but they all had their own little idea about it. And he said, look at all these. Look at all of you that want to get into the same business.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was totally different than that. And I was looking around thinking, wow, you know, this is going to be – because, you know, you're competing against the big guys like that. So what you've done is even more than people think, than just opening a spot. So I want to hear the rest of the story as soon as we get back. Right here, Free Fire Radio with Reznor from Dutch Bros and and how they got here. It was great on how they met and what they did before. But now they've gotten into town and having people tell them, well, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are in the business. This is great. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body-filling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Coffee in bed.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And she's got a lot of neat things going on. I know she's giving away a lot of tickets, things like pancake breakfast and stuff like that. In fact, I have two tickets for the pancake breakfast to give away today. Give us a call, 605-4567. 25 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock, 68 degrees going up to 80 today. Looks like it's cooling down some, maybe a little bit of rain here coming up this weekend. I don't want to talk so much about rain. I believe that, cancel here for that kind of stuff, because we've got parades, we've got pancake breakfasts, and we got rodeo all this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business with the name of man's last stronghold. It's on the glass there as you drive by. You can see it. Go in there and you don't read like Cosmopolitan and those kind of things. It's guns and ammo. It's car and track, and there's always rugby on. But it's a great place. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I'm here with Aaron and Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, and we've gone through it, and a lot of people probably don't realize, you know, how it got here. But so we've gotten to the point where you're down here. This is the spot. You've already talked to the owners, and they want you to set a place up. You had a choice between Tahoe and Redding. You go, no, I mean, that's no problem. Yeah. We're going to go to Redding. But you got pushback here.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened after that?
I still was lacking in the money side of things, of course. And so, you know, I still was just driving around town acting like, you know, just same thing I was doing in L.A. I was looking at locations. I was meeting with real estate agents. And, it was amazing at the time, you know, the amount of, I don't know, just the amount of doubt I think that people had. You know, anybody that I met with, whether it was real estate agents or bankers here in town.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was just like, we're not interested, or that's not going to work, or, you know. And for me, I was already past that, like, discouragement. I had been living in L.A. and been hearing the same thing.
You'd had champions of discouragement.
Yeah.
You had from the big city discouragement.
Yeah, it was.
This was small town discouragement.
I was a pro at blocking that out.
No.
I think he's actually a pro at blocking that out in general.
Well, that's true.
But you know what? You need to be. If you're an entrepreneur, you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, starting a a drive-through coffee place or a radio station, you got to believe in yourself, and that's eventually what you sell.
Yeah.
You don't sell that idea. You sell yourself.
Yeah.
And so if you are confident, they loan money to you.
Yeah.
Because they know what it's going to be. They loan, you know, to you guys.
Well, now, anyway. I mean, now, just a little plug, now we deal with Cornerstone, and they're amazing.
That's right. They are.
But
I'll throw in my plug in a couple minutes after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
For another place.
Sorry.
No, but see, but, yeah. they too,
yeah.
they both these banks,
yeah.
Cornerstone and Five Star,
mm-hmm.
they look at the people,
yep.
And they look at it, and they ask you, questions, but it's you.
Yeah, they believe in the person.
In the person, yeah. and that's where it counts.
Yeah.
And you knew what you wanted.
Well, you know,
obviously,
a good analogy is I've heard people talking about believing in the jockey, you know, instead of the horse, and that's cool. But yeah, I finally, you know, long story because I don't know how.
Oh, we got till 9 o'clock, but sometimes I've been known to go on because it's our station. We can do that.
Yeah.
You know, like you can serve coffee any way you want it because
after
it's
we
yours.
Close.
That's right.
I ended up finding, I mean, our Churn Creek location was moving forward with the lease deals and signing all that stuff and working on all the details of that when we finally found somebody that was in Grants Pass that had went to high school with Dan and Trav and was friends of everybody and believed in Dutch Bros. They had seen the success in Oregon and, you know, believed in us. And was willing to, you know, loan the money. So they loaned us the money for our first location. And then after we had been open for, you know, a certain amount of time, we ended up refinancing with a bank. But, you know, I still remember sitting there and I talked to our crew now. You know, now we have, you know, we have over 200 people working for us now.
Mm-hmm.
And from probably between the...
Carl's looking at me because I'm like a mom of 200.
I know.
Well, you know
that's
what?
That's why I have gray hair now.
And that's but that's what I've heard, and that's one of the reasons you're such a success. You all are family, and mom and dad here. But, you know, when you said that, it was kind of like, no, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You started with one store, and how many employees?
Well, that's what's crazy. We started with one store. The stand. My experience with Dutch Bros was working nights mostly. And very slow nights at the stand that I worked at was really slow. Yeah. So then moving here, you know, that was what I was accustomed to. So I didn't have really high expectations for what our volume would be. And so we only hired, I think, like 8 people, and including myself. And I remember sitting there. We didn't have our power wasn't turned on yet. We weren't ready to open, but it was getting close. And I remember sitting on the counter with our new crew, and I bought pizza for them. I'm sitting there, and they were sitting on the floor, and I remember telling them, I'm like, and none of them had ever been to Dutch Bros before and had ever even heard of Dutch Bros.
Had any of them worked in
No, they were all coffee? High. They were all high school kids. One of them, so it's kind of a funny story. When I moved here and I was driving around town and out looking for stuff and just trying to figure out, you know, the lay of the land, I was going through another drive-through coffee shop here in town that was one of the first ones here. And I was going through there every day to get some coffee, but I was also kind of scouting to see if there was anybody there that I wanted to, like, try to steal. And there was one girl that stood out that was really cool, and we hit it off and became good friends, and her name was Shayna. And so I told her, I'm like, hey, this is what I'm doing here. I'm going to open a drive-through coffee shop. And she's like, yeah, okay, yeah, cool. What is it? And I told her about it. And she surprisingly, like, believed me that I was telling the truth that I was going to open a drive-through coffee shop. And she was great. She ended up, she was going to Foothill at the time. I think she was a senior. She had just graduated. And she basically sent me, like, all of our first crew. Like, I was out there on our site. We were building our shop on Churn Creek. And I'm out there, you know, the contractors are building, and I'm out there, you know, picking up wood and raking and just trying to keep the site clean and doing whatever I could to help. And there was, like, kids showing up and walking up and saying, hey, are you Chris? And I'm like, yep, who are you? And they're like, oh, Shayna sent me. I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, you're hired. You know, that's kind of how we hired our whole first crew. And they were all Foothill kids, I think all of them, maybe aside from one.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
Where'd you go to school?
Foothill.
Foothill, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so we're starting to go.
Shayna graduated a year behind me, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, they were all pretty close.
Yeah, and at this point, Aaron was finishing up school, but doing, like, all of my helping me with the stuff.
Okay, so you all had met then at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you were together.
We had been dating for a year by this
point. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We started dating, like, a couple months after I moved here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you're into this hip deep too.
Yeah.
Okay, so all these kids, you got 8 kids.
Yeah.
Never done it before.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you're eating pizza, they're all sitting on the floor, the big, bright, shiny faces.
And I was telling them, I was like, you know what, someday, mark my words, someday this is going to be a cool place in town to work. I go, right now, it makes no sense. We're just opening a drive-thru coffee shop. We're going to do a grand opening. We're going to give everything away for free for a couple days. Back then, we did 2 days of everything was free, which was so crazy.
That first day, crazy.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, we weren't ready. We had a big grand opening dinner the night before, and had a big party, and people from Dutch Bros came down, and they brought people down that knew what they were doing, because we were all, like, I knew how to make coffee, but you know, I hadn't worked a huge grand opening, and none of my crew had, and we were super, come to find out, understaffed. And so we brought all these people down from Oregon to help with our grand opening, and Trav came down and gave a big talk, and everybody was excited. But the stand wasn't ready to open yet, so I went after our big dinner. I went, and we were supposed to open at 5 a.m. the next day, free coffee and free everything. And so I went back to the stand, and my dad was with me, and we climbed up on the roof, mm-hmm. and we were putting screws in and putting lights in and putting, like, serving trays on. And I think we were there till 2 in the morning, and I ran home and took a shower and, like, caught a couple hours of sleep and then came back at 4:30. And then we opened and we did free drinks all day. And I was so nervous. I was like, what if nobody showed? Like, what if?
He's nervous every time. Though,
every
Carl.
Time we open it, every time. Time we open a stand, I'm like,
even
what
Anderson.
If, what, yeah, even when we open Anderson, I'm like, what no, if I, people don't show up?
I understand that.
Because the lines are so crazy sometimes. So what if people just are like, you know what? I'll come back the next day.
And they never come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to be able to grab everybody the first time.
Yeah, I want it to be crazy. You know,
it's
fun.
So you were slammed. And when did you know? Aaron, when did you know you had something here?
At 7:30 a.m. It was banana sandwich from open until we closed, and then it was bananas the next day for the entire time again.
And it's all still free now.
So it was we used to do 2 days of opening, right. But that is just it's so exhausting. So right. Now company wide we do 1 day.
Yeah, but still then okay after the second day and then the third day.
Oh, well, the third day is our first day of sales.
Right.
And we came out the gates doing more than any other stand had ever done, which is why Chris said, you know, we thought that we were prepared for how many employees were hired, but Dutch Bros had never seen those sort of totals. They had never seen those sort of numbers. And so that became the next era where we just did so many things on our own and so many things where we just had to accommodate how busy we were.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, just super short staffed and I ended up working and it didn't seem like work, of course, because I loved it. But I mean, I was working, I think I worked from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. for probably 3 months straight. Like working all day into uh-huh. the night because we were so short staffed, we had to hire more people. Here we were way busier than we expected, and then we had to hire more people and we had to try to train them in the midst of all this stuff. I didn't tell anybody, but I had only really worked nights before, and here I'm trying to lead our crew and I'm working mornings and we're really busy and I'm just trying to wing it, acting like I know
bigger
what
than
we're
anybody
doing.
Had ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it was pretty crazy. It was pretty
well,
wild.
I'm here with Aaron and Chris Reznor and we're talking, I think probably for the first time people are actually hearing how it started and what happened
yeah.
with it and how you got here. And I think this is great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Ready, Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo.
Friday night, the third night of our Million Dollar Tour, PRCA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PRCA Champions Challenge, featuring the best cowboys in the PRCA. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's 10 minutes until the hour 9. I'm here with Aaron and Chris Reznor from Dutch Brothers, and we talked about how they got it going here. And Frank Rose just came in, and I'm glad Frank did, because I'm going to cut in on these guys. And Frank just wanted to thank them. We do a stand down every year, and a stand down is to help veterans that are down on their luck. And he wanted to come in and thank Aaron and Chris for supporting it with coffee. So, and that takes us to the next thing. You all have done so much for our community. You know, the fact is that you started at, you know, the business and built it the way you have. You have over 200 employees, mom and dad.
Yep.
You can't find a better place, I believe. With the, you know, in the type of atmosphere and the feeling you have, those kids that work for you, every one of them you want to take home.
Yeah,
I
agree.
And, I mean, they are.
They're
pretty
amazing.
They are, but that comes from you guys, because I really believe that when you look at a unit, you look at the leadership at the top, and it goes all the way down. You got people down here that aren't performing. It's because something's wrong up here.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And because your middle management, or the ones, the next guys that are down, you've infused them in the, you know, you two, in the way you all are, mm-hmm. which then is spread through all of them. So, again, all the things I can't even begin to talk about all the things you guys support. I mean, Chris and I out dancing with the stars. Neither one of us was, you know, yeah, okay.
I know. I got out of that for a couple of years, and then finally I'm like, well,
they trapped
us. I
got
to do it.
Once they get you into the corner, Christy Hansen, I mean, she doesn't let you out, so we go out and dance. But that's just some of the things. I mean, I don't want to have you toot your own horn, but is there anything you don't support here? I mean, I see you everywhere. And a lot of the, you know, veterans causes, mm-hmm. One Safe Place, you know, yeah. all of this, everything you guys do.
Yeah, we do. Chris likes to say that I'm not allowed to stay home full time, because otherwise I would just volunteer full time, which would be my other job. we volunteer a lot, and we sit on a handful of like boards, and we just feel like that we've been really, I mean, where that comes from is that we were both raised that our parents gave back a lot, but also I think that we've just been genuinely blessed, and we feel like we just feel really led to continue that and to give back to our community. I mean, the only reason why we've been able to build what we've been able to build is because of our community and because of what the community's done for us. And so I think that it's just our way of thanking the community and helping the community grow.
Yeah, and I mean, even now, you know, I think that our roles have changed. You know, I mean, when we first opened, I was, you know, night guy working morning shift and making drinks and
trying to figure out what's going on there.
Just trying to make people laugh, you know, and that was about it. And then now, you know, we have 8 locations and, you know, 200 and something people working for us, and we have, I think we have about 15 people training right now, and we have interviews right when we leave here with potential people. And
plus you're taking stuff down for the pancakes breakfast and all that.
8,000 cups in my truck.
8,000.
but I think that for us now, I mean, we have two little boys. We have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. And the...
We've all followed them, too, growing up. That's cool.
I think the example that we can set for our kids and for our adopted kids working for us, of just what that looks like to be, you know, married and husband and wives and leaders of a business and of our crew and in our community, like giving back and examples of what that looks like, I think is kind of what our role is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like we're proud to be able to give back and to do that and see it make a difference in our community. I mean, I really think that even if not even at our scale, but even if you're, you know, one person just doing something, volunteering or doing whatever you can in town helps, you know, and if everybody has that mindset collectively.
Mm-hmm.
I almost wish we could end right there because, you know what, you two do. You set the example. All of us that are kind of in the community, out there in the community, you want to give back. You chose Reading to live here. We chose Reading because we really, truly love this place.
Yeah.
And it gives back so much. And people sometimes don't realize what a great community we have here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got our problems. Yeah. And people, you know, a lot of times it's small town crap.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the place is really nice. And one of the reasons it's nice is because of you two and everything you all do. Well, no, but it's true. And you don't quit. And you keep moving forward. And I've never seen you not smile. And have a good attitude. You were going to devote your life to helping people. And you didn't hear this during the break, but Aaron talked about how helping people smile and feel good about themselves is a huge thing. Well, you can do that in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And what you all are doing is that. The people that you train are spreading this to everybody they know, too. I mean, kind of the Dutch bro atmosphere would be great for this country.
Yeah.
You know, how can you help? How can you give back?
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the reasons that you guys do so well, even when you are situated directly across from Corporate Coffee Incorporated, is that they're selling... They're selling a cafe atmosphere, but the people behind the bar they could be replaced with a robot tomorrow and nobody would notice the difference. Your people, in the hundreds of times I have been through a Dutch Rose drive-thru, I have always gotten a smile. I was always seen an enthusiastic energy that is absolutely infectious. And that, I think, is your secret to a monumental success. When you're battling against a corporate behemoth that says they want to put every other coffee shop out of business, they don't stand a chance against y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just different. We pick our goal is and our secret is really just our culture, that we just pick people who genuinely like people and care about people, and coffee is just the way that we are able to touch people's lives. It's really about the experience and those relationships and like building a community.
Well, we like to say we're a people company that serves coffee. So,
well, you guys are. I mean, how many times you go through a drive-thru and all? Do you want to actually spend a little more time talking to the person? And as good as you guys are here, we stopped up. We came through Grants Pass, and there's a couple of them there.
Yeah,
and the young lady that you know served us our mochas.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, gosh, I think Chris and Aaron must own this because she was nice. You know. And that's why I asked. You said, no, it's somebody else up there, company stores. But the atmosphere you have here, and it's spreading. And so that gives us just a minute. Are we going to see Dutch Bros keep going here?
Well, I think you will over the years. You're going to
keep expanding?
I don't think it's going to be us. Like, okay. we're going to We're pretty content with.
Can we get that on record?
Area.
Because he has a monopoly complex, and just this week he asked me about a new location. So if we could get that on record, that would be really amazing for me.
So here's what's hard is that forever.
This is forever. Whatever he says is forever.
This is locked in. I mean, for a long time, you know, it was like pounding on doors, trying to get people to listen to like even consider us putting a location somewhere. And now, you know, probably every 2-3 days I get an email or a text from somebody saying, hey, I got a location for you. So now that's challenging for me, because I love constant growth and constant like challenge. And, you know, for me, when I'm like, oh, well, that would probably be a pretty good location. And I don't think about all the logistics. All right, we're going to need to hire 40 more people, which is great, but that's also a big challenge. And then the logistics on the back end, which she has to take care of, you know. And so it's like for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it. But then it's like I don't think it through. And so.
But I understand that because, see, turn that down. We'll just keep going. It's our show. But the thing about it, I understand that because, see, you've got here, and Linda calls it, well, it's that, you know, it's that Marine thing. You know, you got to keep moving and take that next objective. Yeah. But what it is, though, it's a challenge to keep, you know, to keep you sharp. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, how can I do this? It's not necessarily the toys you get from it, but it's you want to keep moving. You want to keep moving forward like that. So
for sure. But I think that I mean I'd like to see us be able to help more with our young people that want to grow in Dutch Bros and franchise and do their own thing. You know, I would love to see us be able to get involved more in the development side of it, because I love that part of it. Not necessarily opening our own stores, but
helping people.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That right there is also a challenge, but it's also spreading your culture of helping people.
Well, you know what's so cool too, to see now? Like we have, so here's what's cool. That girl, Shayna, my first employee, she worked for us. And then one of the guys we hired the second day we were open, Andrew, Randall, whose dad, Bill, was pastor at
Risen King.
They ended up dating, getting married, and then they...